Okay, welcome to my blogger podcast. The quest continues. On Friday, I had my 4-hour group RA interview session. I've never been judged for 4 consecutive hours before, so this was a first. There are 60-ish applicants and only 20-ish spots to be filled, so about 1 in every 3 people in the room will be selected as an RA. The Office of Residence Life will also hire some alternate RAs in case one of their frontrunners drops out of the race or something like that. The process itself was fun. I got to meet some other people, one of whom went to high school not too far away from me. We all started out in a large lecture hall and played some icebreaker games, and then we were split up into about 6 groups of 5 or so, and then we were taken around in our groups to various activities throughout the building. In our first activity, we were broken into 2 groups, and each group had to design a residence hall. My group simply modified the design of the current first-year halls by adding a sink in the rooms, more comfortable furniture in the lobby, 1 large rec room area, key card entry for after hours, mailboxes students could access themselves, a sign on the front desk to tell students when the mail had actually come in, an elevator for the handicapped students, and all that sort of thing. All the while, we were being observed and evaluated by other RAs. Next, we were given a list of issues that we might encounter as an RA, and we had to rank them in order of which we would have to take care of them. We had things like one of your residents is showing signs of bulimia, your best friend calls you asking for advice, you need to change a bulletin board, you have a major exam you need to study for, there's glass on the bathroom floor, and your hall director wants to see you. We had to rank them individually, and then we came to a group consensus. I thought the task was difficult and enlightening all at the same time. It was hard to prioritize things so quickly when in real life things will happen when they want to happen. Your best friend will not necessarily call after you're done with the bulletin board, but before you talk to the hall director. But at the same time, it's important to see that an RA might have to deal with most, if not all, of that type of stuff. For our last session, we were given a list of fake people with different personalities, and we had to put them onto our own RA staff. I really liked that activity because it was cool to think about who would work well together and who would make a good RA, and just because somebody is not as enthusiastic as the next person, or maybe they have less on-campus activities, doesn't mean that they're not just as qualified. The term cookie-cutter RA was tossed around a lot as something to avoid, and that particular activity did a good job of showing that. And now that it's all over, all I have to do is wait. In the first week of February, I'll get a letter saying A, I'm one of the top choices to be an RA, B, I'm one of the top choices to be an RA alternate next year, or C, thanks, but try again next year. Then after I'm called back, I'll move on to individual interviews, and then I'll take the RA training class, which is about every Friday for 7 weeks. Then, after doing well in the class, I'll get the formal invitation to join the RA staff. There's a lot of competition for not a lot of spots, but I think I did fairly well in the group interview, and I think I'll be called back. Stay tuned.